Grace Point Daily Podcast live from Arkansas. This is Jeremiah Johnson. How about a Grace Point Daily Podcast from Arkansas, the land that I love, one of the most heavenly places in the United States of America. I have such love for this place. So shout out to Arkansas. Come check it out. Come visit sometime. This is just a wonderful place. So I am doing a little sabbatical as I celebrate my five-year anniversary being the pastor of Grace Point Church. So yeah, I'm enjoying myself, but I'm going to knock out a few podcasts as well while I'm here. Well, today, a lot of my podcasts, they come out of life stories or experiences. If you enjoy like the verse by verse kind of preaching, go check that out on Sunday morning at Grace Point. But these come from kind of my daily in and out life experiences stories. And this one comes from the other day I was at the YMCA. Y'all know I go to the YMCA workout. That's where I grind. That's where I get fit. But anyway, I'm at the YMCA the other day and I'm lifting some weights, you know, because I'm just such a buff, strong man. But I'm lifting some weights and I'm specifically doing the lat pull down bar. If you've ever seen that before, if you're watching the video right now, I'm, you know, doing the lat pull down bar. And on my left, there's a couple guys over there talking. Okay, a couple dudes over there talking. They look roughly my age or whatever. You know, I'm in early 40s now. So anyway, I see these guys working out. And first of all, I start to hear them talking about girls and women and stuff like that. So I'm assuming they must be divorced because they're talking about other women. They think they're attractive, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so they're talking about women and then they move on to talk about, you know, working out, physical activity. And I'm not normally the creepy guy who tries to listen to other people's conversations because normally I have my earbuds in, but I didn't. So I just happened to overhear them and they began to say something that really got a hold of me is they began to say, well, I can't do this anymore. I can't do that anymore. I can't do it. And they're talking about, you know, different workouts they can't do and stuff that they're not going to do anymore because they're too old and they don't want to, et cetera. A multitude of reasons that they were sharing, but they said the word, I can't. And the moment they said, I can't, it was like an arrow that shot over and went straight inside of me. And as I heard that word, I can't, I'm working out. And I'm saying, like, I don't want to be that guy. I can do this. I start working out harder. And in that moment, I just simply said to myself, not just in the physical, but in the spiritual, I said, I don't want to be an I can't guy. I want to be an I can guy because that is the word of God. And immediately, and you, I'm sure you've heard this before. It's out of Philippians 4:13. It says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You know, that's the mindset of someone who loves and follows Jesus. We are not I can't people. We are I can people. And I specifically want to read it to you out of the Amplified Version because I think it gives a great take on this. It says, I can do all things which he has called me to do. And I love that clarification, which he has called me to do. Because if he hasn't called you to do it, then you can't do it. But if God has called you to do it, you can do it through him. There's no I can't and the things that God has called you to do. I can do all things for which he has called me to do through him who strengthens me and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. Here's another great one. I am self-sufficient and Christ's sufficiency. You see, that's the key to unlocking, or that's the key difference between I can and I can't, is that it's in Christ. It's not about you. So you can do all things through Christ. It's not about your sufficiency or your self-sufficiency. It's about the sufficiency, the strength, and the power that you have in Christ, which gives you the ability to say, I can, and to do what God has called you to do, right? I'm self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Man, now, like, I know that, and really, I want to encourage you this in the physical and the spiritual. I can, you know, I see guys that like get older, 50, 60, 70, 80, and they're like, I can't do that. I'm not going to work out. But man, I have some guys in my life that I know that are 60, 70, 80 years old. They're vibrant. They're physically active. They're in good shape. They're working hard. They're not I can't guys. They're I can guys. So in the physical, I don't want to be an I can't guy. I want to be an I can guy, you know, and even when I get older someday, maybe I'm not, you know, I know it's not the way our bodies are designed, right? I'm not going to be as in physical shape or as great of an athlete as I am now as when I'm 90 years old. You know, we get old and we die. That's the course. That's the nature of life. But it doesn't mean that we have to stop being physically active, and it doesn't mean that we have to become I can people. We can remain I can people. And it's also that way in the spirit. You know, I meet some people that are I can't people when it comes to their spiritual life, when it comes to what God has called them to do and called them to be. It's time to be I can and not I can't. So I bless you with that in Jesus' name. Those guys working out the other day in the YMCA, I can't. I reject that. I rebuke that. I don't want to be that. I want to be what Philippians 4:13 says right here in the Word of God. It says, I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens me and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. So on this Grace Point Daily podcast, I am challenging, encouraging, and blessing you to not be I can't people, but to be I can people. Amen. All right. We'll talk to you guys next time.